Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we're looking at the topic, a subject of becoming different or called to be different, and looking at a section of scripture from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and today we're in verse 4, and Paul writes and he says, "The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds." Kind of puts me in mind of Paul writing and telling us that our battle is not against flesh and blood. But if we take God's word seriously and we decide to follow this instruction to not wage war like the world does, to not fight like the world does with the weapons of the world, the question probably becomes, what are those weapons that we're giving up? And I think sometimes we look at that text, we look at any Bible text that uses a battle-type language, the word war, and we immediately think of, well, of what's going on in the Ukraine. We think of tanks and rifles and airplanes and all kinds of military weapons. And yet, most of us on a day-to-day basis, unless we're in the military, rarely fight. Rarely do we wage war with those weapons of the world. But to say we don't fight, we don't wage war, might not be accurate. You see, more common than those military weapons of war are the weapons of our words, the weapons of hatred, the weapons of anger, the weapons of bitterness, the weapons of revenge. You see, it's a lot easier to think of that passage in the context of military conflict and to excuse ourselves from really digging into it because, well, we don't do that. But when we realize that the Corinthians Paul was writing to weren't doing that either, we really need to dig into what does he mean? And just as Paul writes and he talks about the armor of God, and he talks about a spiritual battle, he writes and he tells us, and so many times we look at that and say, well, the only it's all defensive. The only weapon, so to speak, is the sword, the word of God. But it's key that if we are going to fight differently, then we need a different protection. And so we go to that passage and we understand the protection that we have available to us. And we do take up the word of God. But as I think about the weapons of the world that are not of military significance, although they're used militarily at times, I think about what we replace them with in order to demolish those strongholds, and not necessarily the strongholds in the lives of others, but the strongholds in our own life. I think we begin, at least from my perspective, we begin with that foundational element, that weapon of prayer. When we don't know what to do, the best thing to do is to talk to God and to listen. To go to Him in prayer. I think it's one of the reasons that God commands us to pray for our enemies. He commands us to pray for our leaders. We're instructed to pray without ceasing, to pray at all times, to pray with all kinds of prayers for everyone. And one of the greatest things we can do in the midst of conflict is to pray. And especially if we're able to pray with the person that we're in conflict with. You see, our weapons are not like the weapons of this world. Praying together and praying for others helps to demolish those strongholds that tend to divide. I think another weapon that we have available that is not like the weapons of this world is love. And I know it probably sounds odd to refer to prayer and love as weapons. But truly loving people like Jesus loves, that sacrificial love that looks out for the good of others, even above our own, has the ability to demolish strongholds, to help those that we fight against or those who fight against us to lower the guard, so to speak, to let the love of Christ come in and transform them, to let the love of Christ transform us. We don't fight with the weapons of this world. We do battle in the spiritual realms against the spiritual enemies through prayer, through love. Obviously, it ought to begin with our love for God and God's love for us, but it must continue into the way we love people. And we learn that by walking with Jesus every day. By watching how He loves people. By becoming more and more Christ-like in our interactions with others. And I've already mentioned another weapon that we have available. It's the one that Paul writes in the armor of God is that sword of the Word of God. The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And so rather than using and fighting with the weapons of this world, we use the Word of God. That Word that the Bible says is sharper than any two-edged sword, able to divide between joint and marrow. That fine scalpel-type precision. I don't know if you've noticed, but these weapons that we have available, these tools that we have that are different from the weapons of the world they're only really all that effective if we apply them to ourselves first. We pray, we love, we immerse ourselves into God's Word. We feast on it. We fill ourselves with what it says. We allow it to transform us through the power of the Spirit. It's then that our sharing of it helps us to fight differently. And what an incredible thing to interact with people. People whom God loves. In a way that's different than the way of the world. Oh, it's so easy to use words. Whether they're spoken, whether they're typed out in social media, whether they're shared in a meme. And I believe those are the weapons of the world. And we want to be heard, and we want to shout, and we want to claim our superiority and morality and everything else. But I kind of get the feeling, as I listen to some of the rhetoric from all sides of everything, is that a lot of it sounds like the weapons of the world. I don't hear a lot of prayer. I don't hear a lot of love. I don't hear a lot of God's word. What would it look like today if we would abandon the weapons of this world? If we would abandon the hateful rhetoric, the condemning words, the unresolved anger, the lingering bitterness, and we would devote ourselves to prayer, to loving people, to living God's word. I think, for starters, we would see a difference in ourselves. But I think we would make great strides in fighting differently as we abandon the weapons of this world and take on the tools of prayer, and love, and God's word. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself in a way that is calling us to be different than what we were, to be different from the world, to even be different than what we ever thought we could be. All because of the transforming power of the blood of Jesus and His Spirit living within us. So, Father, today, as we consider what it looks like to fight differently, may we realize, acknowledge, and confess the times that we have fought with the weapons of this world, where our words have been used in a manner that's been meant to cut down, when we respond in anger, when bitterness drives our heart and mind and physical being to seek revenge. Oh, Father, we look inside and we understand what it looks like to fight with the weapons of this world, even outside of a military context. We experience those day in and day out. But Father, as we've come to you, we've also experienced the tools of prayer and love and your word, tools which have transformed us, which are continuing to transform us, tools which are changing us from the inside out. Father, as we see the power of those spiritual tools in our own life, may we pick them up. And maybe they be the core of how we interact with others. So that this concept of fighting differently doesn't even look like fighting at all. But it leads us to a place of not only restoration with you, but restoration with one another. The goal, as we fight differently, is not simply to use different weapons, but it's seeking a different outcome. It's not to conquer. It's to come together. It's not to divide. It's to unite. And Father, as we live life today, as we have opportunity to face situations that lead us to pick up some form of weapon, when conflict arises, may we be very careful that we're not picking up the weapons of this world. But may we leave them down as we pick up the tools of prayer, of love, and of your word. And may you help us to rightly divide that word, that we would use it accurately, that we would use it well, that we would use it for healing and restoration rather than for condemnation and harm. Father, those things that we've wanted it to do in our life, that those things that it has done in our life, may our time with you in prayer and learning to love help us to use your word in a way that's good news to all who would hear it. Father, today as we live life, may we not only live differently, may we fight differently. And may those differences in our life be done in such a way that we lift up Jesus at every opportunity possible, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.